Dear Diary, it's done. My power remains, but my Arya has not returned. Yeah, well, time for step two.
The three of you are standing on the face of a gigantic skull. The skull of An, the buried god. You have made your way here after being invited by his disembodied voice from down a tunnel and come through alone. The portcullis closing behind you. As you walk across the skull very carefully, trying not to fall into the endless abyss below. You approached a source of light that was in this room. The sword Excalibur. Scalibur. I keep forgetting that I need to go through. I need to do a find and replace in my campaign notebook for the word Excalibur. The sword Excalibur. A silver blade inlaid with rubies and Celtic knots that has been buried in this skull just a few feet beyond the brow line. As you approach this sword, you hear that voice again, and it says, "Would it have killed you to wipe your feet before setting foot on my skull?" And before you, on the other side of the blade, the three of you see the most beautiful man any of you have ever seen in your lives. His coiffed blonde hair cascades down over the pauldrons of his royal red vestments. Around his neck is a gigantic golden pendant in the shape of a crescent moon. He's holding a mirror that he's looking into and just kind of preening, almost like he is just barely paying attention to any of you as he greets you.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
So sorry. We should have followed the etiquette. It's my first time, walking on a skull.
Let alone walking on someone else's, like walking on the skull of the person we're talking to, you know? Like, huh.
Yes.
You have to admit, it is rather socially awkward.
Well, I seem to have forgotten my social graces, having been buried in the loam for centuries. Surely you know, at this point, I am An, the god of night. How much do you know? Because you are you're strangers here, unwelcome guests, I might add, save for one of you.
Which
I
one?
Want you...
Yeah.
Yes. Don't keep us in suspense.
Yeah.
He...
What a terrifically leading thing to say.
He looks at the three of you, and then he looks down at you, Philo, and he says, It is you, of course, Philo. I have gone to great lengths to bring you here.
What do you mean,
surely?
Of course? Hey, man. There's plenty of people who would want me to stand on their skull, man. Like, there's people lining up in certain parts of this country for me to stand on their skull.
He says, I apologize. Sometimes I forget that my deceptions, the 4D game of chess I'm playing often goes over the heads of mortals. He looks away from his mirror, and then his shape changes instantly. And all of a sudden, he is a child wearing a sort of simple red tunic. And you recognize this child, Philo. It's the child that you saw back in Lumino that you followed to the church there.
Yes.
He transforms back. He said, I made contact with you, Philo, after your arrival in this realm. You breathed in my humors aboard that carriage in the road, and my machinations began. I meant to guide you here through the power of suggestion, mm-hmm. dwelling within your own mind, and then you went and lost your body, and I did lose my grip.
Getting crowded in your noggin, it seems, brother.
It is really, really jammed
in there. Like your regular Herman's head you have going on.
Oh, Mutt raises his hand.
Have you seen that panto?
It's been some time since I've made it to the theater or any building. Yes, you go, yes.
Just point of order. He didn't lose his body. He knows exactly where it is. It's in a tiny bottle on his belt. He just isn't in that one right now. He trades
it up. Holds it up and kind of shakes it. See, here it is, right?
Careful, man.
Oh, I might know. Oh, I know how to handle my body.
I bet you do.
Grody. Don't like it.
So gross.
That's me, by the way. Justin, that's my me reacting.
No, that was just you, Justin, saying
I don't like
that.
This. Get me out of here.
He says, I have had to sort of improvise as we go, but I suppose this is a more natural way of doing things. What good is an oath, after all? We're not made entirely of your own volition. Let me back up. I'm on.
I'm Crawford Muttner. Call me Mutt. Everybody does.
I shan't remember that.
And just you, Mutt.
Okay. And you, the tall drink of water with the stitched neckline.
Whose eyes are up here? Yes, my name is Lady Godwin.
Fantastic. I am the god of night and and nocturne. I know that your world has forgotten me.
No, we know about night.
And we have it regularly.
Yeah, once a day.
Well, Norngrave all the time.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Great. But me, on the embodiment, the personification, the deity of night. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know that this scene, I'm not taught in classrooms. It's gotten so political, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I know the world's forgotten me, but I aim to make it remember, and I am in need of aid to do so.
Okay.
Surely you are familiar with my former servant, Count Dracula.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, man.
We didn't know you two had parted ways, necessarily.
He smiles and looks a bit pained for a second, and then he looks down at the sword sticking out of his giant skull, and he says, who do you think planted this here?
Ah, okay.
Merlin.
So, it's a tree.
No, not Merlin. What? No, it's not. Everyone here just said that, like, dumbest shit ever, and I'm having trouble trying to figure out who to deride first.
I was silent, so may I speak?
Yes, I think it's your turn.
Is your long-term goal to get someone to remove the sword?
It is my only goal.
Could I?
No,
I
mean, wait.
Could I? I'm asking. It's just a question.
Okay.
Never hurts to ask.
He looks back in the mirror. He says, I suppose you could try, but you don't seem the type to.
Oh,
I
did.
And Lady Godwin tries to pull it out.
Oh.
Make a street check.
Try. It's Excalibur.
Sure. Make a street
if I'm
check.
Not supposed to pull it out, I will 100% certainty within the narrative.
Man, that's
will
a
not
lot
pull
of faith you're putting in Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a McGriffin. I know what I'm doing. okay, what do you want me to roll?
I mean, strength.
Fate. Am I destined to take it out?
Strength with disadvantage, please.
Okay.
So that answers 16, your question, doesn't it?
And a 13.
You wrap your hand around the hilt of Excalibur. It is smaller than you expected. The hilt of this blade is a sort of wispy thing. And yet, as you attempt to pull it out of the skull, it is like trying to rip a mountain out of the ground. It is completely stuck in there. He says, I expected as much. Not anyone can pull the sword from the, well, in this
right,
case,
Matt, from the bone. Yes,
Matt,
the bone.
Matt, yeah, it's your try.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, Shiv, if you did it, and I kind of want to.
Try it, it's fun.
I'm going to try to sneak up on it.
Yes, that's
try to get it by surprise. So he crouches down to sneak up on it and spring on the sword unexpectedly.
Okay. I'll help. I'll distract it.
Okay.
And starts dancing. I got no strings to hold me up.
Yeah, okay. So what do I roll?
A strength check with disadvantage.
Oh, no, I'm sneaking up on it, Griffin, so...
Okay, roll a stealth check.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Okay, here we go. That's a 7.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Get it? Get it?
Not even a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. We're all having a lot of fun here. But
Philo didn't try.
Wait. I'm remembering the prophecy. The prophecy that says... Only one who is pure of soul and says their prayers each night can draw the sword Excalibur and use its holy might.
That might be something they just told kids at the monastery to get them to say their prayers, man, because I ain't never heard that before.
No, I haven't either. I think it's
very, very ingrained. It's like a mantra to me.
That doesn't make it true.
Well, listen. Most things said for a long time are true. Mm. Please, I insist that the Philo get his chance.
Yeah, Puppet
quickly,
Man.
Though.
Yeah, go
quickly.
For it.
As you approach the sword, he looks away from his mirror and looks down at you quite intently.
Oh, wait, now
he
hold
says,
on.
Yes, this is what I was hoping for.
No, okay, fine.
No, my apologies to your compatriots, but the sword can only be drawn by... A hero, pure of heart. This was Dracula's most clever part of his deception. As he buried this in my fucking forehead, Excalibur, the blade that binds the darkness, can only be drawn by someone very, very special. And
now, wait,
sure,
hold on,
and there aren't many of those here in Ongrave.
Hold on, man. Hold on. File away just a second. When he pulls this sword out, are you going to be, like, free and shit to go out and wreak havoc and do all kinds of bad guy stuff?
I think his imprisonment is what's causing the Eternal Night in Ongrave. I think if we free On, then we may have a better shot at defeating Dracula, but also of returning Ongrave to something approaching normalcy.
As you approach the sword, you see Van Helsing up here, and he's looking at it, and he says, "This is the legendary blade, Excalibur. Excalibur. This blade, it binds evil magic. With this, you could strike down Count Dracula definitively. This could be the answer we are looking for. You must take up this sword, Philo." You see On looking at you, sweating, and he says, "If you remove that blade, Philo, I shall grant you any boon your heart desires."
Ask for two boons, man. Negotiate for two boons.
Two boons?
Yeah, don't just take one boon. That's first offer, man.
How about this for two boons? Okay. In addition to what I reward you, you will carry with you Excalibur, you will carry with you Excalibur, a weapon That will make dispatching Dracula, for whom you carry so much hatred, and for good reason, what a dick, a trifle matter.
Okay, that's a good counter.
That's one boon. That's one
but
boon.
To hear, I do want to return to Mutt's question of sort of your immediate plans.
Yeah, good question.
Upon being freed.
Yes, yeah. Are you going to try to...
Do you want to go try to kill Dracula? That would be high on my priority list, were you?
I am.
And don't lie.
Oh, no, I would never.
Okay.
Why would the God of Darkness lie?
You worry about my plans if I am freed as if I am some great evil avatar. I am not the god of evil. I am the god of night. And night can be peaceful and so chill and
yeah, so can
beautiful.
Death.
Wait, are you, though, peaceful and chill?
Completely.
All right, insight check.
Yeah, can all of us make an insight check?
Let's make insight checks. Yeah, all around the horn.
Okay, 19 for me.
18 for me.
17 for me.
Beautiful. Pretty mates all in a row. He's lying through his fucking teeth,
yeah,
guys.
Okay.
He is excited beyond description for the opportunity to be freed from this, be free of his imprisonment, and the extent to which he is attempting to deceiving you suggests that his plans are maybe not as harmless as he is making them out to be.
So here's what I'm thinking, man. May I talk to my friends here for a second, just a second?
Sure, of course. I mean, we're all gods here.
Yeah, sick. Okay, here's
what
we do.
Oh, no, wait, I'm just the only
one. All right, man. Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, here's what we do. We just need to trick Dracula into coming down here, leave the sword where it is, and then kind of throw Dracula against the sword so it cuts him in half.
That's good. Yeah, that's the sort of non-linear thinking to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Outside
that
the box, yeah.
Really thinking outside the coffin on that one, yes.
Thank you.
Put him inside the box for good.
Yeah.
I don't know the practicality of that. Wait a minute. Do we have any Draculas with us?
It's hard to remember. There's so many of them out and about there. I think we got rid of the one. Yeah, we turned him into ash and then we played volleyball.
You hear a noise coming from your satchel, Philo. You hear.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. We have the ear.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me. Where did I put that? It's. Ah, here it is. Yes.
As you retrieve the bottle, you realize it's not just an ear anymore. Whether it is due to the presence of On, or perhaps the fact that you were just swimming around in his blood, this ear has reformed into a small Dracula, a real Snackula. He's kind of pressed up in a grotesque way against the walls of the jar, and he says,
"Don't do it, man. For real, do not, don't set him free. It would be very bad."
This is Italian Dracula.
So, I know you were having a little bit of fun earlier month, but I don't see why that won't work. See, Dracula is repeatedly cloning himself, correct? We've learned this. So there's no reason to think that any weapon could kill a physical manifestation of Dracula and not have any permanence, unless there is some sort of magic in the weapon. And in that case, it shan't matter what Dracula is affected by it.
There you go, man.
But so, wait, just but grab that little Dracula and
no. Hold
slam
on.
Him! Slam at him!
But
slam
I'm,
him in!
I'm the backwards Dracula, the good one!
Bacula?
Scott?
You remember you were going to raise me as one of your own.
Yeah, we forgot about that, man.
We forgot you existed. This is a far nobler end.
We've been very passive in our child rearing.
Wait, hold on. I have two questions for you, On.
Oh, is it? You're back to talking
yeah,
to
you
the,
are all
the literal
back
god
on again.
Yeah, yeah, great, great, great. Yes, fine.
One, what was the cause of the falling out betwixt you and Dracul?
It's, I mean, it's personal.
Let's set Dracula on the skull.
Oh. Well, look who it is.
His. This is good, guys. I earned us a smoke break. You got like 2 or 3 minutes where Griffin has to talk to himself.
Snackula says,
I changed my mind. Can you put me back in your satchel, please? This is pretty taco, please.
No, I have to hear this. Dish, spit it.
Dracul, what was the cause of the falling out between you and on here?
I mean, it wasn't my call. I'm but a baby.
Okay,
I'm but a baby in your arms.
Okay, but certainly you possess some of your memories.
On says, I can tell you.
Okay, please. You weren't going to, man.
Remember just a few seconds ago.
I changed my mind.
You're mercurial as fuck.
The gods.
And notice my hand is hovering over the sword.
Oh, and I like that very much. Dracula is an opportunistic wretch. He came to me seeking immortality and power for his own ends, and I granted it to him. And we had a pretty good thing going for a while, but,
romantic?
He did. What's that?
Romantic?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be way below my sort of station, you understand?
Oh, leagues aren't real, man. You know that, right?
Bro, but when you're talking about deity, like, I've banged Neptune. Do you know what I mean?
The planet?
Yes.
Fuck, man.
Gross.
Anyway.
Hey, don't yuck his yum.
If I were to wager...
That's fair. Everybody should have a planet.
As long as it was consensual planet humping, good for you, man.
It was enjoyed by all parties, yes. It was enthusiastic consent granted by the planet and myself. If Dracula had any reason to betray me, it was likely because he found another source of power that he preferred, one that did not perhaps carry with it the terms and conditions of our own arrangement. All of this is neither here nor there. I must ask you now, Philo, sort of moment of truth.
Time. Well, hold on. You didn't answer my second question. I had two questions. Second question.
My gosh.
Do you know the Invisible Man?
The what? The who now?
The Invisible Man.
Is this a riddle?
No, he's a man who's invisible. He beat my brother's ass so bad he died. I was just wanting to see if he knew him.
Is this like your quest or something?
No. Can I tell you what's wild? Even though he's the one that killed my brother, I don't seem to actively be looking for him at all. I do ask people about it.
That's weird.
Yeah, mostly my quest is I want to kill Dracula, take his teeth, and turn him into jewelry, which somehow is related to a bar my brother and I were going to open. Even though Invisible Man is the one what beat his ass so bad he died from it, I'm not actively looking for him at all.
Cool. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, I was hoping you could tell me
just
more.
Kidding.
Do you know the Invisible Man?
No, I don't know the Invisible Man. I know Count Dracula, whose power I breathed into this world. And that power can be yours, Philo, to do with as you wish. All you must do is take this sword. Oh, bonus. I think it makes you King of England. So you'll have that going for you. So the bone boons are threefold. This is the offer of a lifetime.
I'm listening.
That's it. That's all the offer is. You get the cool sword to kill Dracula, all of my powers and immortality, and King of England.
Powers and immortality.
Yes. You get. How much sweeter can this pot conceivably get?
Hey, keep opening cases, man. He knows you've got the million.
So, if I have all of your powers, I could heal the Turbo Cardinal. Correct?
He thinks about it for a second. He says, yes, the Turbo Cardinal. I thought perhaps he could fill the very role that I am attempting to get you to fill at this moment, but perhaps his heart wasn't as pure as I thought.
Now you're just blowing smoke up my robes.
Yes, of course, I don't see why that wouldn't be in the realm of possibilities.
Very well. And all it takes is to draw Excalibur from your skull, correct?
Yep. That's all it takes.
I'm ready to act now.
And...
Should we vote?
Philo.
another conference, please. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, my what do you say?
God.
I'm gonna draw it.
Why?
Because I think that is the best way to off Dracula.
Okay, but it feels a little bit like robbing Peter to pay Paul. You know what I mean, man? Because we're gonna kill Dracula and let a dark god of night free.
Then I stick the sword back in.
Well,
just stick him again, stab
now,
him again.
Counterpoint, man. If it was that easy to pin down the god of darkness and night, somebody probably would have done it before Dracula, right? I don't think he's just going to leave his skull laying here ready for us to just stick a toothpick back in it.
Godwin, what do you think?
Oh, Philo, it's a tricky one, isn't it? I suppose that if you're able to pull it, it means that you're pure of heart. Mm-hmm. And if that holds true, it would seem to me that you are best positioned to make the right choice.
Well, fuck, man, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because if you pull it and you're pure of heart, then you did the right thing. Right? Because
yeah.
If you...
It's like those witch tests. If right. You drown the witch...
You're a bad guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure that logic follows.
Well, because anybody who would drown a witch is a bad person. That's not good. Good people don't drown people.
I know lots of very kind witches.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to draw it.
Okay.
I'm going to draw it.
Okay. Good.
All right, An. I am ready.
Hell
to assume
yes.
All of your powers and immortality.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to juice you up. You just watch.
Should you get that in writing or something?
God's bound by any sort of promises to...
Absolutely
sort of
we are.
Greco-Roman thing?
A god of darkness is faithful 100%.
I mean...
Oh, he's... Can I roll a quick insight, Griff?
Yeah, sure.
Let me just squeeze a quick insight in before we act. 15?
He is not telling the truth.
It does get to be a bit binary at a certain point, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
if
sure.
You're even a little bit of a stinker,
yeah.
You do have to admit that.
I will ask this, that instead of whatever, a wisdom check, it would be a religion check. We're into some very
To pull the sword from the bone?
Yeah.
No, it's a strength check. But you will make
it's a holy sword.
You will make it straight up.
Really?
Yep.
Do it.
Do it, Dad.
This is Travis sucking. Mutt's
do I have advantage?
Gone. Just
do
pull
I
it.
Advantage?
Just
you do
pull
not,
it.
Pure, you do not have
oh,
disadvantage.
Oh, what the hell?
You do not have disadvantage like the other two.
Go ahead, Dad. The biggest role of your career.
This is it. Become the King of England. All right. It's all
here we
to
go.
Become the King of England.
Oh. 3!
That was wrong on both counts.
Right next to 20.
Yeah. A 2 plus 1, a 3. Philo.
Not a critical fail.
Philo, you step forward. You wrap your tiny puppet hands around the hilt and tug upwards with the full power of destiny at your back. You
Dad,
tug.
Have you pulled a real sword in real life?
Yes.
You don't have to foley, my man.
I love it.
I know, but I love this sword.
We can't see it.
The,
I know.
The foley is unnecessary because you tug upwards.
It sounds like a curtain rod expanding.
It does sound like a curtain rod. You tug upwards. You hear a choir of angels from on high singing as you pull upwards. And it doesn't move even a little bit. And then you're like, maybe I'm supposed to grab it by this part. And you grab the sort of like cross hilt, the guard, and you pull up on that. That also doesn't go. And you think about maybe pulling on like the blade or like wiggling it a little bit to get it loose first. And none of that works either. And An is looking at you very confused. And he says, "You are pure of heart, aren't you?"
Well, my... Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm not sure I have a heart. I am wood. Maybe if you turned me in back into myself, I would be pure of heart.
Me, damn it! He says. Why didn't... Oh, God! If I could do that, then I wouldn't be bound by this awful holy sword. I would have the powers I need. God! Fuck!
Oh, wait. I have an idea. Everybody stay here. Can you let the portcullis real quick?
Why? What are you doing?
I gotta go get something. I'll be right back.
What? No, you're not. What?
Well, King Arthur's back there. If I go get his bony hand, we can pull it out.
Yeah, does he have a heart?
Fuck!
Fucking numbskull. And this is me to... Man, shit! This sucks! I waited so long! Why did you put that fucking hat on?
I feel responsible for your disappointment.
You are responsible solely for my disappointment, and it's great.
I did not think of the no heart thing. I must admit.
Well, this doesn't have to be literal, does it? Can we just like get a Sharpie and draw a heart on him or something?
Oh, whoa! Oh, pure wood. Yes.
Considering what we've done to this cat's heart the past day, I don't think they're down with the metaphors. I would say.
Yeah, man. Let us just here.
I did give you an embolism. I
you did what?
Maybe that.
No, don't worry about it, man.
What did you say? Because I felt something weird earlier. That
like
I
a
didn't
heart,
lie.
Like a heart fart.
I feel like I've lost a lot of blood, attack. And I had a fart attack. That was you?
That was, yes.
Well, it was us, to be fair, because the fart attack was him. Yes, I stabbed your heart. He chopped a vein.
Whacked a vein.
Lady Godwin chopped
she
a vein.
She did.
And listen, my B, man.
So, yeah. Maybe by doing that, I'll
shame on me. I should have... found. I should have given up on this whole endeavor when I saw you.
Hey, nah, man.
No, it's you don't have to console me. I really don't. I don't need it. I suppose I'll find another use for the three of you then.
No, get back here. No, get away from that thing. It's filthy. Sorry, my hand is trying to get off the sword.
Okay,
back in the bag.
I do actually want to watch this play out.
He just sort of scuttled back into the bag. He's a mage hand. He follows my commands.
Yeah,
so.
All right, that's fine. Okay, well...
it's worth a shot, though.
Thanks for the laughs.
Do you want
the
three of us to try to pull it? Maybe between us we got equal one pure heart?
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It kind of hurts, actually, every time you try and fail. So I've actually got a lead. There's a little girl who has been doing a lot of volunteer work.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yes, and so it will take some time, I think, to work my plans. So in the meantime, I will bid you adieu, I suppose.
Oh, wait, I did make a sincere effort. Don't you think
you could give me a boon?
You could give me a little bit of a boon.
Oh.
Like all your powers. Could I have all your powers?
Half?
Half your power. Half, that's good. What half is it? Of your powers.
Why did you come here, Brother Philo? What was your quest in the first place?
Well, my quest in the first place was to find a cure for the Turbo Cardinal. Ah. And then I kind of... leapt onto the bandwagon of killing Dracula with my boon companions.
Well, but that's all well and good.
But I really want that sword.
No, it's a great sword. King of England boons, it's awesome. But
I've got the foley.
Why don't
and
I
everything.
Do this? Did you just try again, Mike?
What? Nah, man, no, man, what?
That's
sorry.
A one.
You weren't looking. And
okay, don't. That's it.
Sorry, man. Hey, listen, can I tell you something, man? It wasn't. I wasn't even really thinking about it that time.
No, I know.
Yeah, it was my hand was kind of resting on it, yes. And I just kind of tugged a little bit. I'm so sorry about that, man. I apologize to no end. And I'm just.
Oh, my God. Are you doing it again?
What?
Are you doing it?
No, I'm so sorry, man. That is a four.
Okay, that's it.
Man, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Egg on my face.
If you are so concerned about the Turbo Cardinal, why not allow me to show you that he is in excellent shape.
And then a portion of the ceiling just explodes and collapses down into the chamber. And from it, a dark shape comes whizzing into the room, landing right in front of where On is. And as he lands, On vanishes. And standing before you, Philo, is a nearly unrecognizable fanged behemoth who you can only sort of recognize from the shredded remnants of his own holy vestments. Standing before you is the Turbo Cardinal.
Not cured, though.
I'm a big boy. I need tempo. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the advertisements here on the Adventure Zone. I'd like to tell you about tempo.
And with us is special guest, J.K. Simmons.
That's not
my tempo.
Well, no.
It's not my tempo.
Have him say, like, that is my tempo.
Oh, that is my tempo. Okay, now J.K.,
make him say Griffin's the best.
And Griffin's also the best. Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
You didn't tell him to say that. That was you.
He's
doing
on the
voice.
Headphones.
Okay.
He's got his own cans. He brought them from home.
Okay.
He's a professional.
Why do you guys like this?
What do you
mean?
Can
you just do a normal advertisement? Can you do like a normal ad?
Okay. So yeah, I'm a busy guy, and so is Travis. He knows J.K. Simmons. So when you're busy and you're on the go and you want to eat good food, but you only have like 2 minutes to heat it up, you can still have really yummy stuff thanks to Tempo. This is my tempo. I'm talking about Tuscan bacon mushroom chicken.
Ooh.
I'm talking about five spice glazed chicken thighs.
Yeah, yes.
They got seafood options. They got chili shrimp rice bowl. They got so many stuff. They got protein pack stuff. They're always swapping around the menu, so you can always like try out new stuff, and it all tastes really good. And you can get it ready like really, really fast.
And even J.K. Simmons likes it. He's the pickiest eater I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He has really specific tastes, and there is a special J.K. Simmons only menu on Tempo.
Yeah, I eat pictures of Spider-Man.
If you go to tempomeals.com, you'll see an option that'll be like the special J.K. Simmons menu. When you click on it, it says, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" It's like a captcha, and like, "Are you J.K. Simmons?" And it tests you, and if it's not, then it'll be like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of here. This is for JK only, it says.
Wow. So for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/adventure. That's tempomeals.com/adventure for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/adventure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guys, I got a mattress from Lisa, the luxury hybrid, and it is changing my life. First, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, it lays flat like this.
Yeah.
A lot of beds that I have had in the past are at a 45-degree angle or worse, Dracula style, 180.
Yeah.
So the Lisa mattress is flat, which we love. The next
that
thing,
is 180. I do just want to say that the flat is 180.
It's way longer than my body.
Okay.
A lot of beds, my head and feet dangle off of them like a child, like Will Ferrell in the film Elf.
Yeah,
the elf beds. This is not like that. This bed is bigger than my body, which is incredible.
but it thin like a tissue?
No, no, it's comfortable like a million tissues.
Whoa.
Sorry, it says here, don't compare it to a million tissues. No, it's got aerated foam channels and an ultra breathable dual spring system. It's like sitting in between the balance of foam and spring. It's like living in the middle, in the mid space. It's the perfect balance. The in the Shadowlands. And yeah, it can keep you cool. They got a chill hybrid too. If you want to go a little bit cooler,
like me.
Advanced cooling, luxury quilt top. If you want, yeah, exactly.
I'm a chill hybrid.
Yeah,
you're a chill hybrid.
Yeah, half Travis, half electric.
Go to Leesa.com for 20% off mattresses, plus get an extra $50 off with promo code ADVENTURE, exclusive for our listeners. That's Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE for 20% off mattress, plus an extra $50 off. Support our show and let them know we sent you after checkout. Leesa.com, promo code ADVENTURE.
And check this out. Leesa's all
bumps. That's pretty good, Griffin.
Thanks.
Hey, a couple quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Hello, teachers and faculty. This is Janet Varney. I'm here to remind you that listening to my podcast, The JV Club with Janet Varney, is part of the curriculum for the school year. Learning about the teenage years of such guests as Allison Brie, Vicki Peterson, John Hodgman, and so many more is a valuable and enriching experience, one you have no choice but to embrace, because yes, listening is mandatory. The JV Club with Janet Varney is available every Thursday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you. And remember, no running in the halls.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPODCASTI.
Oh, are you trying to put the name of the podcast there?
Yeah, I'm trying to spell it, but it's tricky.
Let me give it a try.
Okay.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go, call STOPPOD. It'll never fit.
No, it will. Let me try. If you need a laugh and you're on the go, try STOPPDCOO. Ah, we are so close.
Stop podcasting yourself.
A podcast from MaximumFun.org.
If you need a laugh and you're on the go.
Sorry, Philo, who's this?
Yeah, introduce us, man.
This is the Turbo Cardinal, my superior.
Yeah.
At Tancred Abbot, although looking much the worse for wear, has kind of bulked up. Have you been lifting, bro? Looks very vampiric. Don't remember him being quite like that. This does not look like a cured tubercardinal friend on.
Hey, can I just say, my dude, it seems like you kind of missed a lot of tone and kind of what maybe on was kind of insinuating there, which was like that he wasn't going to help you. And instead, like the use for us is like, we're going to die.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't like a real chill thing. Like, he was being kind of a dick about it. Yeah, man.
The Turbo Cardinal speaks, as he does. Just gore and viscera drips down his chin. He is covered in a lot of blood. And he says,
"Hello, my child. I fear you're in a dangerous spot right now."
Mm-hmm. It feels it. Yes.
"You're far from the Abbey."
Uh-huh.
I, when last we spoke, do you remember my promise that I made to you?
No, enlighten me.
I promised you I would free you.
And so you've gone on this perilous quest. Yes.
Free. Yes.
Well, perhaps it would behoove you in the future to exercise a bit more caution. After all, you are the last of your order.
And
what
he throws on the ground an object that clatters and slides to a halt at your feet. And it takes you a second to figure out what it is. It just looks like a mess of knots. But then you realize with horror that it is dozens of bloodied rosaries worn by the members of your church.
Well, this is going to make it a lot easier to free you.
And Brother Philo cast Flaming Sphere, the Turbo Cardinal.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's roll for initiative. I'll give you that action, and let's get into it.
Nine.
15 plus 2, 17.
13.
All right. We are going to give you the surprise round first, Philo.
Okay.
So cast Flaming Sphere. What's that mean?
Flaming Sphere. A 5-foot diameter sphere of fire appears in an unoccupied space of your choice within range and lasts for the duration. Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the sphere must make a dexterity saving throw. The creature takes 2d6 fire damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful one.
Okay. That is going to succeed. That's a 20. But he is going to take half 2d6 damage. Are you just plopping it down sort of adjacent
right,
to
right
him?
Next, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Matter of fact, right in front of him so that he will have to go around it to get to us.
Very, very smart.
And that would be a 9 damage.
So half that.
Well, it's 2d6s.
Right, halved because he made the save.
Right, okay. So 4.5 points of damage.
Oh, nice.
Okay. He shrieks and kind of holds his hands up to try and protect himself from the flame. We are going to get into initiative now, and he is first in the order. He is going to, he starts his turn, right, in the fire, so he's going to take damage again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll give you that. That's going to be another save, 21, so go ahead and roll that 2d6 again.
4, so 2.
Okay. Awesome. He is going to shake off these flames. And half jump, half fly directly into you, Philo. His hands extend into these long, terrible claws. He is going to swipe one of them at you. That is a 13 versus AC?
That does hit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's your AC?
12.
Yeah. You take 8 points of slashing damage from these claws. And then he is going to look down into one of the eye holes, and he hisses something in some abyssal language, and he is going to summon Swarm of Rats. Okay, 2 swarms of rats climb out of each of the eye sockets. Or sorry, 1 swarm of rats climbs out of each of the eye sockets for a total of 2 rat swarms. So I'm going to tag those into the initiative, and that is it for his turn. Next in the order is Lady Godwin.
I am going to... So he looks vampiric in nature, right?
Big fucking vampire. He looks like similar to how Jekyll transformed.
Okay.
He looks like that, but way just throbbing a lot more.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to try. I'm going to take my axe in my hands and then try to hit him with it for just as hard as you please.
Okay. I'm going to push you back just a little bit. Cool. You have advantage on this attack. You guys are well flanking him at this point.
16 plus 6, 22.
Yes, that absolutely hits.
Or a 2. Doesn't matter.
I would take the higher one.
Let's go the higher one.
Okay.
And then damage, we got 9 points of damage.
And you are not bloodied?
I am not bloodied.
Okay, 9 points of damage. What's this look like?
It just rears back with the axe and swings it at the middle of him.
Yeah.
To just try to hit him with it.
He is preoccupied with Philo. He does not even seem to be paying much attention to you. And so when you catch him right in the abdomen with your now blood crystallized Jennifer Myers, he gives out a yelp of pain. And now you definitely have his attention.
Great. I'm going to enter a rage.
Okay.
Mark that. And then another attack with the axe.
Hit it.
I love that.
Madder than ever. 14.
You have advantage. You are flanking.
24.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Wow, great roll.
Jesus
Christ.
Good
job, J-Man. 12 plus 3, 15.
That is huge. Okay.
Sheesh.
Good job, self.
Philo, what's this cat's deal? He's phony like his name is Toby.
He was never in really good shape. I mean, he never worked out. We never saw him at the gym.
I like to think that she, with that kind of roll, I think she swings it once, it catches in his chest, and she's not happy with the effort, so she swings back and strikes in the exact same position.
Yeah.
It does 15 points
like
of damage.
Like you're doing some logging.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Just felling this dude.
Cool. Next in the order is Philo.
Acid arrow. Shoots an acid arrow.
You are right up on him. So this, I believe, would be made with disadvantage, since it is a ranged attack. You are not quite ranged.
Shocking grasp.
Now we're talking. Okay. What's it look like? What's Puppet Philo like? What tool does this look like? Because it seems like an opportunity for a neat, gadget or something.
Yeah, his cute little gloves. His cute little, puppet gloves.
Okay. Shocking grasp.
Lightning springs from his hands to deliver a shock to the creature. You make a melee spell attack against the target. You have advantage on the attack roll.
If he's wearing armor made of metal, he is not.
On a hit, the target takes 1d8 lightning damage, and it can't take reactions until the start of its next turn.
Very smart. Okay.
So that would be 19.
Yes, that is a hit.
2d8s.
Are you casting it as a higher level spell?
Yes. 5.
Great. You reach out with these electrified gloves and just give them the old defibrillator. And
clear!
Yeah. It knocks him backwards a bit, and he nearly loses his footing. But then he stands up looking just angrier than ever. Next in the order is Mutt.
I am going to cast Animal Friendship at second level to target both swarms of rats. And I looked it up, and as they are swarms, they're one creature each.
That is true.
So I am going to cast Animal Friendship on both swarms.
Oh, yeah. So when you use this spell as a spell slot second level or higher, you can affect one additional beast
But first, okay.
You're going to make a wisdom
intelligence
saving
is not
throw?
Four or higher. Yeah. Wisdom saving throw, yes.
Yep.
Or they will be charmed. Okay, the first swarm of rats. We'll call this the one on the left there. Rolls a 5. So that's not going to do it. And then the east swarm of rats rolls a 11. Does that save?
Nope. Okay. Spell save is 15.
You have now charmed both of these swarms of rats.
Excellent. All right, boys. We got some excavating to do. Start chewing.
And I command them to chew in a small circle around Excalibur. Because rats can chew. Excalibur, thank you. Rats can chew through bone. So if we can't pull the sword out.
Interesting.
We'll take part of the bone with us.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. Well, they are next in the order. So they are both going to set out to do that. Why don't we make this interesting and have you roll for the rats? You know what? I'll do it. It'll just be an attack roll, I guess, against the skull. Okay. Yeah, the first one got a 7, so they are not especially successful in doing it. The second one crit. So they are going to do some serious nibbling. And how this will be reflected is it is going to lower the strength check DC to remove Excalibur should you choose to go that route. I have that number here. I'm going to keep that private.
Okay.
You have made it.
Now, easier. I also have a number I've written down, Griffin. Perhaps.
Oh, okay, cool, cool. And do they get to save against this charm? How does...
If we harm them, if me or one of my companions harms the target, the spell ends.
God, this lasts 24 hours. These are your fucking road dogs.
Yeah, man.
Or rats, I suppose. Okay. Well, they're not going to attack you, clearly. Is that what... does charmed mean you get to...
Well, animal friendship.
Right. Do you get to command them?
They're friendly to me.
No, not really.
They're charmed by me for the spell's duration.
Right, so charmed is a status effect. That means they can't attack you or target you with harmful abilities or magic effects, and they have advantage. You have advantage on any ability check to interact socially with the creature. So I think the way that we'll do this is if it gets around to another round of them, you're going to need to roll animal handling to get them to actually do this stuff. Because charm isn't mind control necessarily. That's like a whole nother kettle of fish.
Got it.
But I like this a lot, and so I shall allow it. But next in the order is the Turbo Cardinal. What can he do? Let's do something fun with him. Okay. First thing he is going to do is use a legendary action. He doesn't do those on his turn. Okay. He is going to realize he is literally surrounded right now, and he is going to shape change. He turns into a cloud of mist, and he is going to disappear and reappear several feet away, about 20 feet away from you. As he reappears, he is going to look at you, Lady Godwin, and say, "You're pretty strong. How'd you like to work for me?" And he is going to charm you. I need you to make
I point something out? Should he have not taken damage again from the flaming sphere at the start of that turn?
No, because he wasn't adjacent to it. He moved forward to attack you. You do get to move. You could move the flaming sphere as a bonus action, but you did not do that.
That's fine.
You need to make a DC 17 saving throw.
Just for the record, I meant to cast protection from good and evil on Justin, on everybody, on Justin, but instead I did animal friendship to get the rats to chew the bone and, you know, sliding doors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So this is a wisdom save?
Yes, DC 17. That's what we're looking for here.
Oh, man, 15.
Oh, that's pretty good. Turbo Cardinal's looking pretty good right now, actually.
You thought he was like creepy and big and strong and scary at first, but now you see me, and he actually seems like a trusted friend who needs to be heeded and protected.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
So you're going to need to take his requests or actions in the most favorable way you can.
Okay.
He says, he looks down actually at the rats that are
chewing
through Excalibur, and he looks pretty nervous, and he said, exterminate those vermin, wouldn't you? Would you kindly? and that is going to be his turn. It's your turn now, Goblin.
I'm gonna have to attack the rats.
My rats! My road Sorry. Dogs!
When does she Okay, save? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna attack one rat.
It is a swarm. It is a sort of one a single entity. So
I guess to take his or I mean I don't take or we just covered this though, right?
You,
I don't need to take
you
orders.
Take his requests or actions in the most favorable way you can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'm just gonna like kick them.
Okay.
Kick at the rats to try to disperse the swarm.
Sure. Make an unarmed attack roll, please.
That one is a critical failure. On that.
No kidding.
You could tell my heart was not in it.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's fucking wild. Okay. Yeah. I mean, on a crit fail, there's nothing really you add to that to change it. So he looks at you and he says, "Really? That's
Sorry.
The best. That's the best you can do."
I apologize. Next time, give me
Again.
Another shot. All right.
Holy shit. It's another one.
Wow!
What are the fucking odds you would roll two critical failures in a row?
Griffin, the odds are 1 in 20 because it doesn't change from roll to roll because it doesn't take.
That's not actually the right odds, Trav, because the odds are not 1 in 20. That's,
1 in 400.
Yeah.
No, because they don't. It doesn't expect.
We're not doing this.
The two happening in sequence.
But the sequence, it being back to back, does not change the order.
No,
at all.
But you're incorrect.
He was an accountant in a former art.
Listen, this is duller than dishwater. Let's move on.
He looks over at you, Mutt, and he says, "I should have charmed you, I guess."
All right. I mean, that's right. Buy me dinner first. You know what I mean?
It is your turn, Philo.
Philo, now that he's freed, no longer in the grasp, right, of the Turbo Cardinal?
Yeah, I mean, you weren't in his grasp, he just attacked you, but
you were
yes.
too close. He's going to cast Melf's Acid Arrow.
Okay.
That's an arrow I'd like to fling.
Yeah.
At the stone around Excalibur.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Cool. Make an attack roll, please.
That would be 9.
Mm.
Come on, against a bunch of stone.
It's bone.
I mean, it is bone. This will work to limited effect, I will say. You see, Melf's Acid Arrow has a bit of a spray, though, doesn't it?
It turns into a spray of acid. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 4d4 acid damage immediately.
Okay.
2d4 acid damage at the end of its next turn.
So on a miss, the arrow splashes the target with acid for half as much of the initial damage. So go ahead and roll damage against the...
That would be 4d4. That's 10. So 5.
Okay.
That has to help with that strength
Yeah, for
number,
sure.
Right?
Some of the bone continues to erode away. You can see more of this like intricate Celtic knot pattern on the sword now as it melts away.
Did any of it get on the Turbo Cardinal?
No, the Turbo Cardinal. You can see the map, right? He's like close to this right now.
I didn't know how big the splash was.
Sure. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
When does Godwin get to save against it?
So, Godwin can save when someone does damage to her.
Okay.
Come on, cowards. Do it.
I'm going to make an insight check.
Okay.
That'll teach him.
I want to see what the hell An's doing during all
An's
this.
An's gone. I mean, you're standing An's on his off. Skull, but this, like, avatar of An has vanished.
All right. Well, then I'll save it.
Cool.
Do you have any bonus attacks or anything that you can hit Godwin with?
Let's see. I have...
you can move...
I have pole arm...
That's not...
Pole arm master bonus attack, but that's after a melee.
Yeah. You do have your flaming skull out there that you can move with a bonus attack.
I can cast healing word as a bonus action.
But you can move the flaming orb thing to hit Godwin.
Boy. Okay.
Or she's going to hit us.
I don't think I can. Can I move it as a bonus
you
action?
You can. That's the only way you can move it.
Then that's what I do.
Okay.
I move the flaming orb near Godwin.
Okay.
And hope it doesn't hurt
Godwin. No, you want it to hurt her.
Around the swarm of rats, you move it so that it does not get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you move it next to Lady Godwin. Godwin, make a dexterity saving throw, please.
You got it. I cannot. This is actually now beyond. I rolled another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Another one.
Okay. Not great.
Well, not great for
your health. But perhaps,
right, but like,
for your health.
There hasn't been a single one of these charmed rolls.
Yeah, yeah. Mac, roll a 2d6 fire damage against Lady Godwin.
That is 9.
Okay. Godwin, you take 9 points of fire damage.
Oh, fuck!
Now you get to make a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now you get to make a wisdom saving throw, Godwin.
8.
No.
It's okay.
next in the order is you, Mutt.
Time to give that sword the old college.
All right.
Gonna give Excalibur a tug job.
Gross. All right, make a
strength check. What's gross about that guy? I'm tugging on it to get a job done. What's gross?
Make a strength check. I have reduced the check.
It's a 19.
With a 19, you grab Excalibur by the hilt. You hear the same chorus of angels and look down. It is not as noble, perhaps, as when King Arthur first drew it.
I want a chunk of bone to come away with it.
From the stone. It is covered in acid slime and rat drool, and it's pretty gross looking. But in one swift pull upwards, you draw the sword from the bone instantly. That just cut his fucking own head off in real life. Instantly, a vision appears in front of you. It is a wizened old man wearing a tall blue hat, blue robe, stars all over him, half-moon spectacles in his eyes. He says,
"Congratulations! You have become the new King of England!"
Fuck yeah, man!
"What is your name, my liege?"
"Crawford Mutt, everybody calls me Mutt. I'm King Mutt. I'm King Mutt."
He kneels and says, "King Mutt."
"Yeah, man."
"It is an honor."
"Shit, yeah, dude."
You also immediately feel the ground beneath your feet begin to rumble, and a spray of black smoke begins to slowly broil upwards from the hole where you drew Excalibur. What do you do?
Oh, right. I poke Lady Godwin with the sword.
Holy shit, okay.
I put the sword back. Wait, I put the sword back. I put the sword back real quick.
You immediately put the sword back in the hole.
And I let go. I just want to see what happens.
You see On for a second reappear.
"I have awakened."
Okay, then I pull the sword back out again real quick. Put it back. I pull it half out.
"Behold my
wiggle it around.
Ow, ow, ow.
All right, man.
Each time you pull it, Merlin reappears.
Congratulations!
Yeah, no, no, no. We got it, man. We got it. We got it.
New King of England!
Yeah, man. No, yeah. Got it.
What is your name, my
friend? Oh, it's King. I'm King Mutt. Shut up, man. I'm thinking.
I'm freed! Behold my wrath!
Hold on. I put it back. Shut up. I need to think.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.